I want to preach tonight on the true worshipers. The true worshipers. You know, as an evangelist and missionary, traveling many, many countries throughout the world, being in places that you don't know their language, what they're singing, you don't know what they're singing. You don't know that what they're saying. They could be over there saying they love the Lord. They could be over there saying, Lord, forgive me. And in that worship and in that praise, I don't know if it's truth or if their lives are truth or they're worshiping, but I can see out. I can see on the outside, but I can't see on the inside. Amen to God. That's something that it takes God, to even you and me, to show us our heart. Do you hear that? That's just the way it is, because God wants a pure heart. A pure heart will one day see God. But I believe even though right now with a pure heart, looking around in the congregation here, I can tell you right now, I must see Christ. I must see Christ. You know, the world, they're looking for Christ, maybe at Christmas or whatever, but I'm looking for Him any moment. I'm looking for Him. I'm watching. I'm looking for His coming. I must watch. I must pray. But God Almighty, here was the Messiah talking to this woman. He must pass by Samaria. He must pass by there. He's going to a well. He knows who's coming to that well. He knows that. He knows the condition of her life. He knows the way she's living. Do you hear that? He knew that before he ever got to that well. He knew tonight who was going to be here, who would make an excuse to not to be here for whatever reason. Do you hear me? That's just the way God knows the thought before I think it. God says in His Word, I am the Lord. I search the heart. I try the reins. I know all about you. And when I hear the word preach, Brother Paul, I believe when it's done by the Spirit of God, then I know, for the Word of God is quick, meaning life. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, going deep to the thoughts, to the soul, to the marrow of the bone, everything about us. Our hairs are numbered, our thoughts, He knows all about it. He's got a book He can write down in remembrance, continuing in our work. Whatever we do, He knows how far we can go. He knows where we can come to what I could say, the end of our rope and things. He knows, O ye of little faith, He knows if great faith is there, and yet He tells us, without faith it's impossible to please God. I must have the faith that believe He is, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. I can tell you, I live and I know that we all live in a day of such temptation, a trial. Our faith is being tested. In God's Word, I heard James say, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have its perfect work. Oh, that's hard sometimes. Do you hear me? I said that's hard sometimes. Oh, dear God, when we're living in a world that's is out of control. Do you hear me? It's like when I turned down there and started out, all of a sudden, I wasn't expecting that to happen, but I wanted to be ready if it did happen. You know, in other words, I was hoping to get here safe. We got here by the grace of God. But in that, all of a sudden, that van was out of control. I had the steering wheel. Now, coming from Cincinnati down to this road, I knew I had to stay on my side of the road. I had to stop. I had to go. I had to turn. I had control. But I lost control up there. Not that I wanted to, but it happened to me. Just instantly like that. And the first thing we begin to say, oh, Jesus, do you hear? That's just how it is. But He knows how much control he has of this temple. Do you hear that? He knows how much that he has of this. He's not looking for a half-hearted worshiper. He's looking for the true worshiper. Jesus said, my Father is a spirit. God's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Well, I'm telling you, I was seeking Jesus down there. Hear me what I'm saying. I was seeking him because I did not that I wanted to lose control, but that van all of a sudden went out of control. Well, I'm telling you, if I stay walking with him, talking with him, loving him, praying to him, I can tell you my life won't get out of control. Do you hear that? People today, sticking needles, drugs, alcohol, they're out of control. Do you hear me? I'm telling you who they're serving. They're serving the devil whether they believe it or not. That's just the way it is. But they can say, oh, the Lord, he knows me. He knows you. But I can tell you, you're not part of this Christ without the blood of Jesus. We must have the blood of Jesus. I'm not half saved. I'm not half baked. Hear me what I'm saying. I'm either in or I'm out, Paul. That's just the way. I either love him or I hate him. You say that's hard. No. Then you talk to him. It's his word. Do you hear me? I've had people say, brother, that's your opinion. I said, no, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of God. And you know, today, everybody's writing their own Bible. About everybody. About everybody today. You hear, it's just like in the NIV Bible, New King James Bible, all of these Bibles. Why would I want something that's took the truth of God's Word and put it out? Why would I want that? But if you say something, people get angry with you. They don't like it. I'm telling you, I didn't make up my salvation. I didn't make up this book. It was inspired of Almighty God, given to you and me to give us correction, reproof, rebuke, exhorting. Why? Because if I belong to him, he will correct me. He's going to correct me, but I can't be rebellious against him. Do you hear me? It's like a lot of people. They can get saved or they believe a while, but when temptation comes or reproof or rebuke, they get offended. Just recently, God's been dealing with me and showing me some things about the church. And I thought, oh dear God, I get down and pray, I seek the Lord, I say, Lord, what did this, you showed me, what's the meaning of it? What's the meaning of it? And the Lord began to talk to me, began to reveal this to me. A lot of the church today, they hear what they want to hear. That carnal mind will want to hear what it wants to hear, but the spiritual mind will want to hear what God has to say. That's just the way, because the carnal mind and the spiritual mind are imitate with one another. The natural man cannot receive the things of God, for the things of God are spiritually discerned. That tells me when I'm worshiping him. Now I get down a lot of times, I'm just saying, Jesus, I love you. Lord, help me. Pull me through this. I need your help. I read there in Psalms, chapter 7, Psalm 7, and also in Psalm 62. Here the man of God, by the Spirit of God, says the Lord is my defense. Do you hear me? My defense. He's my rock. You know, if you're guilty, you're proven innocent till proven innocent and not guilty till you're found guilty. Well, you know, you try to get the best lawyer, whatever you can, to get you out of the mess you're in. Do you hear me? You know, and he talks to you. He finds out what the charges are, on and on and on. And he said, and the worse it is, the higher the price goes. Is that right? That's just the way it is. Especially the worse of the crime. If it's 3 years, it's going be a lot more, less and less. If it's more, that's just the way the law of this world is. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, there's a lot of people trying to keep the law. To keep the law, love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thinketh no evil. Love does not commit adultery. Love does not commit a murder. But if I offend in one, I'm guilty of all. It's all broken. Do you hear me? But in Christ, that we can go to the Father. Why? Because he went to the Father. What are you saying? When he was crucified, put in the tomb, rose the third day. I can tell you, he went to the Father, went through that veil. It's rented by Almighty God in the boldness, in the newness that you and I can go into the same presence the Lord Jesus Christ went into. He's the door to heaven, and I can tell you that Christ is in me, for greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in that world. Amen. You know, I was praying in a dream. The Lord gave me a dream, and I got up. He wakes me up. I pray about, what are you showing me here, Lord? Here it is, a woman in a church, just a few people in there. And I said to the woman and those that was there, I said, you need to pray. And I know what the Lord was showing me. The church needs to pray. If we're not praying, we're in trouble. That's all. I'm not talking about just a little prayer now and then, sit in front of a TV for hours and want to spend time about 5 minutes at his throne. I can tell you right now, that'd be like my wife. You know, she'll come to me, but you know, and all she's wanting is what she can get. I'm telling you, oh God help me, he must be first, do you hear me? To spend a few minutes to talk to him, who we're going to live someday eternity with him, do you hear me? Why do I want to spend hours and hours in front of a TV set listening to profanity, violence, murder? And the Bible said God hates violence. He hates that. This Christ in me says to you and me, son, I hate iniquity, but I love righteousness. That's just the way. So what he said, if I'm alive, you got to be dead. That's all there is to it. But the true worshipers that are alive in their self cannot worship him, because you're not true with Christ. What are you saying? I'm saying this tonight. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Son, if you're going to walk in that flesh, you cannot please me. If you're going to allow that flesh to be manifested, I'm telling you right now, I'll not go down the road with you in it. Do you hear me? What are you saying? Come out from among the world. I want to be your God. I want to be your Messiah. I want to be your Savior. I'm telling you, Lord, help me. This isn't a dating program. This isn't a one-time date or just a one-time honeymoon. It's an everyday love and walk with him. And I can tell you, if I'm led by the Spirit of God, then you and I are the sons of God. It's just the way it is. You and I, put us both together. To you and me, how can we walk together if we're not in agreement? The Spirit and the truth is in agreement continuously. I can tell you, not one time did Christ get out of the will of the Father. You've got to hear that. Not one time, brother, did Christ get out of the will of the Father. Not one time did he do anything just on his own. Do you hear that? Well, that's what I want to be. I can tell you, take a man and a woman. They can love one another. They can come to go out. But until they're married, they're still two separate people then.
That's right.
Shout with me now if you want to. Only when they get married, then that covenant is there. Then them two come together. And now they become one. They're not committing adultery now. Come on now. Come on now. They fall in love. They come together. That means their two wills become one will.
Amen.
Two lives become one life. Do you hear me? And I can tell you, the more we walk together, now what the devil does, he tries to come in there, and he does get in there, oh, in the Garden of Eden. He also gets in that church. He's going to get in that marriage. I don't care if you're 80 years old. You'll still try to get in that marriage. Well, you say, well, I'm 70, 80 years old. I'm not looking for no woman. That flesh never dies until it's mortified by the Spirit of God. And that takes calling. That takes praying. That takes putting it to death. That flesh still wants that world out there. But you have to crucify it. Put it to death. I take that flesh. Some people say, well, I would have went to church. But they allowed the flesh to keep them from coming here. Now, I know there can be reason, sickness, hurting, pain in that. I understand that. But the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the only thing, when you you read in this book, in Galatians, the Bible says the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, as much as light and darkness has no fellowship. It's a battle continuously. It's a battle. And the devil, he's sure trying to get, and he's getting in the church. I'm telling you, I see a lot of Satan. I see a lot of things, but I don't feel to see the spirit in it. A lot of things. I can shout and run. I can sing. Do you hear me? I can preach. But if it's not the spirit of God, it all is vain. Do you hear me? It's vain. It's all vain. In there, he said, you worship me. If you don't worship me in spirit and truth, how are we worshiping? Flesh will not. Flesh cannot. Flesh cannot. Flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And that kingdom of God is in you and me, Charles. In you and me. It has to be. I'm telling you, Christ ain't on the outside. He's on the inside. But yet he stands many times at the door and knock at the heart, saying, let me in. Here it was. I said to that church, I said, you need to pray. And guess what? They got offended. And here, the woman spoke out and said, we are praying. She got offended. I did not say, you're not praying. Do you hear me? In other words, when I said, you need to pray, she got offended. They didn't like it. And I said to her, she said, we are praying. I said, I did not say you weren't praying, but you need to pray. I can tell you, if you came to me, Kenny, and said, Brother Patterson, do you believe we need to pray more? I'd say, amen, brother. Do you, brother, you come to me, Paul, and say, Brother Patterson, do you believe we need to fast more? I'd say, you better believe and I'm the very one, amen. Do you hear me? Do you believe we need to testify more? Do you believe we need to read more? Do you believe we need to go to church more? Do you believe we need to be hungry? Do you believe, yes, anything about Christ. It's about him. We need more. But to be offended and come back with that, well, I am praying. I can tell you, there's a problem right there already. I'm not offended when I open this book up and Paul says, men ought to always pray and not to I am praying, Paul. Do you hear me? No, dear God. I can tell you, for him to know to do good and do it not, to him it's sin. Am I praying enough? Am I fasting enough? Am I seeking God more than ever before? Am I reading the Bible? Am I being a witness to people out there? Well, brother, I'm led by the Spirit of God. Well, how much of the Spirit of God has led you into prayer all week long? How much do you open this Bible up? How much? I'm just so busy. I can tell you right now, at 12 years old, he's about his business. Oh, dear God, I want to be about his business. So when he comes, he don't find me sleeping, but watching and praying. Here it is, this Christ. He goes to that well. He didn't go there to get a drink of water. He went there to give somebody some water.
Come on.
Yeah. He could have turned the well into a flowing river as a rock. He didn't go there to just get there and say, oh, somebody comes by and give me a drink. He's looking for somebody who said, are you thirsty for living water? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are we thirsty? Are we hungry? In God's Word, isn't it awesome? Such clear, plain words that He says, but it seems like it's hard to do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. That gospel goes for that African as much as that Chinese, whoever. And it goes to them that love him. I can tell you, when I was a carnal, sinful man, I wasn't seeking God. I wasn't getting on my knees asking the Lord for all. I just went on living my life. I didn't have no desire to go, but the kingdom of God is not in just word, not just in just tongue, but in deed, in truth, in power, in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you, in this book, I've read in this book, to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's not somebody jerking your jaw up or down, or somebody standing in front of your face speaking in tongues to you. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh, brother, I can tell you, I don't need you or some man tell me I have the Holy Ghost. If he isn't bearing witness to my spirit, I most likely don't have the Holy Ghost. Hear me? I may think I have, but I can tell you, Lord, I turn on the TV and get mad and turn it off. Why? All of this religion today is going completely out of control. I hear we're going to turn the world around. We're going to turn. I found out right now it's going to go the same way the Lord said it is. In the days of Noah, in the days of Lot, but people flock to that kind of stuff. Looking to be itched, you know. And then they go there. I see them turn them lights or turn that smoke bomb and they're jumping up there. They're half naked. They act like a bunch of wild animals up there, and we sit back. I can tell you right now, I know that kind of stuff will not be going on in heaven. I can tell you what we'll do. We'll be laying before Him, bowing, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." And I can tell you, without holiness, we're not going to see this Lord God. That's all there is to it. But the pure heart, the true, He said, the true worshipers. You know, I've seen people. Somebody, especially if they're not married. So that single woman, she's looking for a man. That man's looking for a woman. I can tell you right now, the danger is the devil will sure have them out there. Hear me what I'm saying. I'm telling you, if we're looking for the things of the world, you don't have to look far to see it. Amen to God. But I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And He's looking unto me. Look unto this Christ. Look unto that rock. Look unto those fountains. I found out. Get up early. He likes to talk to early people. That's why the birds get up early. They like to talk to the Lord. Everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Oh, have you ever noticed when you wake up just about daybreak, them birds are singing a song. Do you hear me? Oh, do you hear me? I'm telling you, to know, to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. He's a holy God.
Amen.
He's a holy God. And he said in His Word, now don't get mad at me. I've had a lot of people come back at me with another scripture. Well, I can tell you, this book tells me, be ye therefore perfect, which your Father in heaven is perfect. Do you hear me? Well, now brother, well, I said this. Now listen to me, don't get upset and mad. Have you ever read it in that book? Now you can come up with your own dictionary. You can say, well, I'm going to look up all of them words. I can tell you what God says here. I want to believe it, what He says. Our Word said, well, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is also perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. Well, what do we do, Brother Kenny? What do we do? Where He says, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Only two different words there. Perfect in one scripture and holy in the other scripture. Well, what does it mean? Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye perfect as I'm perfect. Do you hear me? How do we divide those two? He said, be holy. Without holiness, you're not going there. Hear me what I'm saying. Well, brother, I just don't believe you can be perfect. Well, I'm going to ask you, tell me some of the things that you're not perfect in. Do you hear me what I'm saying? My salvation in Christ is perfect.
Amen.
My God is holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Come out from among the world. That world, I cannot live a life of Christ. Now, I'm not saying we don't fail. Don't get me wrong. I said early here about praying. You know, do I pray 3 and 4 hours every day? No, I don't. Do I pray? But I do pray. Do you hear me? I can tell you, I read in here, pray without ceasing. Lifting up holy hands without wrath. Without doubting. How much? Most of people come to church, they don't have a Bible. They don't have a Bible. I probably said it in this church. You can have a compass, but if you don't know how to use it, it's not going to do you any good. Same way. Hey, you can have a compass, have a Bible, but if you're not reading it, then what's it for? What's it for? Well, it's my Bible. I feel good to have a Bible. Well, I can tell you, you could have a stack of them. One in the bed. bedroom, one in the bathroom, one in the living room. Have one behind in the book thing there. But until you get this Christ in you, those words, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. How? I can tell you, I can set down all kinds of food before you. If you don't eat it, it'll do you no good. That's all there is to it. I can tell you, in him. How am I in him? How is he in me? By the Spirit and the Word. By the Spirit and the Word. Everything led by the Spirit. Who are we? Sons and daughters. By the Spirit. I thought to myself, here it is. Christ, in the most deepest hour of his life upon this earth, what did he ask the church to do?
Pray.
There you go. And it lest you enter into temptation. Here, now listen carefully. Here it is. He knows his time is hours away. He knew his crucifixion death was coming that morning, that day. That night, he sits at that table. Here's those disciples around him. He breaks the bread. He gives the body. His bread, this is my body. He takes the fruit of the vine. He gives that. This is my blood of the New Testament. They drink that. They eat that. Hear what he does. They begin to just praise him, and they begin to sing song. They begin to just worship in that. And then he takes that towel. He takes the towel and the basin of water. He comes to those disciples to wash their feet. You know, showing how he is, who he is, who is Christ. And then people say, well, show me Christ. If I can't show you Christ in me, something's wrong.
Yeah.
I can say I have him. I can say that's a banana tree. Is it a banana tree? What am I? You're known by the fruits you bear. The tree is. Here it is. He washes their feet. You hear that? And not long before that, they said, oh Lord, we'll die. We'll all die. We'll go to prison for you. We'll never deny you. I'll never be ashamed of you. Well, it's not long after that, he goes into that garden. Into that garden, he takes Peter, James, and John, those that is so close to him, those that just, you know, here's Peter upon this rock. I'll build my church. Here's James, later writing this gospel. Here's John, putting his head in his bosom. Here are those. Here's John saying, to worship him in spirit and truth. As he writes this word, he's going to write these words that's given from God to him. Here it is. What does he do? He takes three of them, and he takes them a little further, and he says, now you stay right here. You watch and pray. We see in that garden, we see him weeping, sobbing in agony, crying. His sweat becomes like as great drops of blood. Angels come and minister to him. But all the time, he's asking his church to watch and pray. And where are we at? Now, this is the greatest hour, I believe, that temptation's coming to him. Now, what does he say? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. This is the deepest one of the hours. My soul is exceedingly sorrow unto death. Do you hear me? I know I'm facing to die in just hours from now. He knows I'm going to be taken. I'm going to be beaten with 39 stripes. They're going to spit upon me. They're going to mock me. The pain, they're going to drive those nails into me, into my feet, thorns on my head. They're going to strip me just and totally beat me. He knew who was going to do it. He knew exactly. He knew now the devil, this is your hour. This is your hour. Because he has to die. Well, I can tell you, God help us. We need to know the hour we're living in. We need to know that we're in the hour of temptation. Look at people. People that used to know the Lord right out in that world. The devil knows he's working overtime. And I'm telling you right now, we need to quit working part-time. Hear me what I'm saying. We need to be about his business. He says, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. Well, I'm asking you tonight, have you got a cup? Have you got a cup? Well, I got a coffee cup. I like it. So do I. So do I. I got this cup. I got that cup. But have you got that cup? That cup of salvation. Are we in that valley? Hear me what I'm saying. My cup runneth over. What's it running over with? Oh, dear God. He said he knew that that cup, oh, Father, if it be possible, if you be willing, let it pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Now, here's the Christ. He worships the Father. He's doing the will of the Father. He does everything the Father shows him. My Father and I are one. We're inseparable. You cannot separate us. Well, I can tell you, Paul would stand here tonight and say, what shall separate us from the love of God? What's going to separate you and me? I can tell you what it is. Sleeping and slumbering. Sin. Do you hear me? They would never say it. They said they'd never deny him. It's not long. Peter's going to cut a man's ear off. It's not long though. He's going to be over there looking for him, following a little far off. And that's the danger when we begin to follow him far off.
Come on.
After a while. See, he keeps going. And if you, you know, you can follow somebody so far off. But if they're going faster, little by little, and you're going slower, they're getting farther away from you. Farther away from you. Do you hear that? I can tell you right now, God help us, we must draw nigh to God. We're living in a time of temptation, testers and trial, and it's a time to submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. That flesh don't want to do nothing to draw nigh to God. It's the spirit that wants to draw nigh to him. I can tell you, that woman came for drinking water, but Jesus came for that woman. I want to give you a gift, the gift of God. I want to give you, God gave his gift, and Christ said, I want to give you that gift that God gave the world. It's me. Oh God, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Oh dear God, thy words are spirit and truth. And I can tell you, if we will allow the Spirit, I can tell you, allow the Spirit to lead you, to guide you. As David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We're so caught up in the things that, look, I love the Lord, Brother Patterson. The more you let that world come in, the less you're going to love him. That's all there is to it. Just how do you know that? Know ye not, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. It starts out little. Oh Lord, I know a pastor in Tennessee. I've known him for some years. Bennett Cantley, big, husky, strong man. I mean a big man. And I mean, looked as healthy, as you said, healthy as a horse, they say, or whatever. I mean, laughed at and just talked to him. Bennett at meeting and that, Cantley meeting him there, and known him. And all it was, he was in his car, just driving. Had an accident. Well, they came, they got him, took him to the hospital, I guess. And when he got, not really a bad situation. But here, in that accident, they took him there. They're checking. They're doing all of these x-rays, all of that. And they're checking everything out of him. Now, you know, just as wonderful. And then, those tests came back. It wasn't that accident. But that accident brought out what was wrong. They said, you got cancer. It didn't happen from that car accident. Yeah. And just this past, earlier this fall, I believe in October, September, he went to be with the Lord. Do you hear that? He never saw that. But by that accident, he just went there to be examined. Well, I can tell you, if you and me, we can think we're all right, but if we will examine ourselves,
come on, man.
Paul said, examine yourselves and see if you be found in the faith. Listen to me, church. Faith without works, Ken, is dead as can be. Faith alone won't do it. Abraham, he was justified. He believed God. He believed the promises. I believe those scriptures. I can say it, repeat it, but until I do what they say.
Come on.
I said, oh God, help me. Help me. I can say I love God here, but in here, my heart ain't right. I thought, my Lord and my God. You can tell your wife you love her. But I can tell you, after a while, when it's just words, even a flag goes up. We will be tested and tried. How much do you love me? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Oh, Lord God, how much you love me, son. I love you with all of my heart, mind, body, soul. And son, he that saith he loveth me, I do, Lord, but keepeth not my commandments. He's a liar, and the truth is not in him. Why would you call me a liar? I call exactly what it is. I say, well, what? One time Peter's been given the keys, the stone. He's that little stone, he's that rock, going to build up on that rock of Christ. And then turns around later and says, Satan, get behind me. Thou sayest the things of man and not of God. That was flesh. That was the devil. That's what the devil uses. He uses that flesh. Amen. God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit in us, is what leads us, guides us, gives us that hunger, that takes us into that kingdom. He said, my Father, God, he seeks the true worshipers. Oh, if I'm not walking in truth, then what am I walking in? I'm walking in falseness. I'm either walking in the light or I'm walking in dark. Either I'm walking in the flesh or in the spirit. You can say, whether you mean I can be on the job, in the spirit, you better believe it. The Lord didn't say just walk in the spirit, going to church. I believe we can walk every day. What? By fulfilling what? The desires of God. Hating what's not of God. Oh, God. I hate sin. I hate the filth. But I love the soul of man. Amen. Why? That's what he died for. That flesh profits nothing. Well, yet the Bible speaks about, yeah, you could be the biggest sinner in Indiana and still make a big paycheck, have a bank full of money down there. But it will never get you nigh in that kingdom. Matter of fact, it can get you further away from it.
Amen,
amen to God. I saw, oh God, here it is. Listen to this again. Listen to Hebrews. Listen to this. It says right here. Now it says this. 19, chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 9. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that cleanses me. It's the blood that washes me. It's the blood I'm sanctified by the truth. And the truth is the Word of God, by the blood and by faith and believing what He done on the earth, what He done at the cross, what He done, He rose for our justification.
Amen.
That I can live in Christ. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood. Only the way to get in, that flesh won't get into there. Amen. By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, whose house are we? Whose house are we? Listen to this. Let us draw near with what? A true heart. In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. I'm born again, washed in the blood, got my name in the book of life. I'm a child of God. I'm heir and joint heir with Christ, seated in heavenly places. Oh, that devil hates to hear that, you know, because he knows he can't get there. Hear me what I'm saying. He can't get past the blood. He can't get into the... Oh, he's not seated up there with Christ, I can tell you. But we are. But we are seated together. Oh, dear God, how do you know that? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. What he said, I won't lie to you, but I'm telling you, it's so. Oh, dear God. Oh, heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall never. Oh, dear God. If I don't want to sin, hide thy word in thy heart that I might not sin against you. And guess what happens when something gets to come up, that word's there, the Holy Ghost bears witness to that word. It's me talking to you now. Oh, dear God. He that is of God heareth God's word. My Lord and my God. Holy Ghost, lead us, guide us, direct us. The same Holy Ghost that led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. tonight, I can tell you the same Holy Ghost, he'll know we will go into temptation, but count it all joy, brother, when you fall into it. But when you fall into it and you trust God, he'll bring you right on out of it. Amen to God. Here, you can, that temptation will come, but he that endureth the temptation, oh, there's a crown of life waiting for him. Oh, dear God, do you hear me? Church, how much is the value of heaven to get there with you and him? I can tell you. Oh, a man has to go to work to eat. Amen. He knows a lot of men don't want to go to work, but he knows if I don't go to work, we're not going to eat, pay our bills. Well, I'm telling you, there's a debt Paul said I owe. I owe that debt. That debt, what I believe is the gospel, what's been given to me, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
I believe that. I'm a debtor to the gospel. Like a man, say, Kenny, you owe me $1 million. You would say, how in the world could I ever pay that? Then you become the bar he's to lender. Oh, God, Ken, we owe a debt to him we cannot pay.
Amen.
But I'm willing to do everything I can to please him.
Amen.
He paid the debt that you and I could not pay. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've heard people that's worked long, long years of their lives. You've heard about it. Take a farm or take something, and it's been handed down from heir to heir, on down. Grandpa, dad, son, on down. And then, you know, you keep working at it, and you on and on and on. And then one day, Lord God, the taxes and all the bills, it keeps getting more and more. And you're just trying to make ends meet and that and so forth and that. And then one day, if you can't pay it, you do everything. Then one day, what they do, they want to possess it. They want to take that farm. They want to take that home. It's happening. It's happened. It's happened many, many people today. And they go, they won't leave the house. But when the sheriff comes, they put you out. They put you out, whether you like it or not. And you can say, all these years, I've worked. And my grandfather and my on down and down. And now we've lost it. Well, I can tell you, if we don't finish this course, we can be heirs and joint heirs with Christ. But if we don't continue, if we don't continue staying steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, we can come up short. And when we do, we lose it all. My Lord and my God. Do you hear that? Israel was brought out of the bondage of Egypt. But the problem was, they kept looking back. Oh, God. I'll tell you, I'm not looking back. I'm looking up.
Amen.
I'm not drawing back. I'm drawing nigh to God.
Amen.
I know where I'm going in to that door. Amen. Brother, are you got confidence? I read in this book, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. I've got confidence in that word. He is who he says he is. I've got confidence in that word. He is the truth. I've got confidence. He's a friend that's sticking closer to a vineyard of blood. I've got confidence. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But lo, I'm with you always till the end. You just keep on continuing in my word. You just keep on continuing in me. You keep a praying. You keep a seeking. You keep a knocking. Because I love people to knock on my door. Oh, my Lord and my God. Have you ever had people knock on your door you wish to? Oh, they never showed up. Do you know this? The devil, he don't knock on it. He tries to sneak in it.
Yeah. That's right.
He comes as an angel of light at times. He comes saying he's a friend, but he's an enemy to the Spirit of God. Oh, great God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Church, let's enter in. Let's strive. The door is still open. Barely, but let's strive to enter in. Let's push our way. Church, as an evangelist, I'm seeing the church more and more. Let us not grow weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Let's not forsake the assembly. If there's only two there, what matters is Christ is there. That's what matters. If we count numbers, we're just going to be deceiving ourselves. Amen. I can tell you, a lot of times the Lord, He has to tear down what's not His to build up what is His. I'm built upon the Word of God. I'm built upon the promises. You've heard that song, Standing on the Promises.
Amen.
That promise, how do I do that? The Word of God. There you go. Oh, Lord God. Son, I want you to submit to me every day. As a wife and a husband submits one to another, we submit to Christ. Amen. But I can tell you, if we'll only submit. Amen. But I can tell you, know what we're submitting. I don't submit to that world out there. Now, I do know the law and so forth, the whole situation. But I submit to this Christ, I can tell you, who is the author and finisher. Who is greater is He that is in me. Brother Paul, I can tell you, if we just take and go to that garden, and this is what I believe we're at. I believe we're at that garden. The time of great temptation. The time when He is saying to that church, watch and pray. Listen to what He said. 2,000 years ago, He went to those three and He said to them, watch and pray. Watch with me. Pray with me. He left, and about an hour later, He comes back. They're sleeping. He wakes up Peter. Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He goes back. He prays again, praying the same words, Father, this hour that I have to drink this cup, if there's any other way, let it pass over. He goes back, and they're right back in the same, that's the hour we're at. Watch and pray with me. And when you read in the signs, He said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch. For I'm coming suddenly. Let me not come find you sleeping.
Amen.
Second time. I need you, Peter. I need you, John. I need you, James. He goes back. He comes back. Sleep on now. Oh God. In other words, I'm going on. I'm planning on going up. And I believe it could happen any moment. Go with me quickly to Luke. And find it right quick. Luke chapter 21 and verse 33. Now we know, He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never. Okay? Now listen to this. Luke chapter 21 and verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And here's what He says. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with security and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. Now, not as much as He's saying out here getting drunk. We can get drunk on the cares of this life. I'm serious. They're totally. It's not has to be alcohol. We can get so caught up and so. Well, let me read on here. Let me go on here. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with severity and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always. John, Peter, James, watch and pray with me, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of God. Mark 13. I want to read Mark 13 right quick, I believe. Mark 13. And verse 33, Mark chapter 13, verse 31. He almost says the same words, the apostle. Here it is in Mark, here it is in Luke. But listen, it's almost the same. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch, the doorkeeper, the watchman, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist. All of us, we all have a work to do. We all are laborers to, amen, amen, amen. And verse 35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. And here's what he says: lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Brother Ken, he found him sleeping time after time. And verse 37, and watch, I say unto all, watch. You better be watching. I've never had a thief yet call me up and tell me sleep on, he'll be there about 3. But if we knew in what hour, if we knew when the thief would come,
amen,
we'd be waiting.
Amen.
The thief don't tell you when he's coming. But Christ is warning us when he is coming.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you tonight.